Forschungsförderung und Forschungslandschaft in Deutschland, der Podcast. Hello and welcome to new episode of my podcast Forschungsförderung und Forschungslandschaft in Deutschland, Research Funding and Research Institutions in Germany. This is my last episode for the year 2023, and I've decided to record it in English. Research becomes more and more international, so why not in English? Today I'd like to give an overview about Germany's research institutes, especially for foreign scientists who want to do their research in Germany. I will focus on the most common research organizations. In Germany, we have a variety of different research organizations. What you probably know most are the universities. We have around 400 universities, and we distinguish between the universities on the one hand and the universities of applied sciences on the other hand. As the word already says, the researchers in universities do more fundamental research than in University of Applied Science. Furthermore, universities are usually larger than universities of applied science. So you see there are some differences between the different kinds of universities. While the universities are financed by the federal states, the four research organizations, which are called non-university research organizations, are mainly financed by the German government. Maybe you have already heard of them. The most application-oriented research organization is probably the Fraunhofer Association. Founded in 1949, the Fraunhofer Association currently operates 76 institutes and research units throughout Germany. Around 30,800 employees, predominantly scientists and engineers, work with an annual research budget of roughly 3 billion euros. While Fraunhofer is organized in smaller institutes, the Helmholtz Association does its work in 18 research centers within 6 research fields: energy, earth and environment, health, information, aeronautics, space and transport, and matter. The Helmholtz Association's annual budget is around 5.8 billion euros. The third one is the Leibniz Association, and the Leibniz Association connects 97 independent research institutions that range in focus from natural sciences, engineering and environmental sciences to economics, spatial and social sciences, and the humanities. Leibniz institutes address issues of social, economic, and ecological relevance. Currently, Leibniz employs around 2,500 people, including 11,500 researchers. The financial volume amounts to 2 billion euros. The fourth non-university research organization is called Max Planck Society. They employ around 24,000 people and have a budget of almost 2 billion euros. Max Planck institutes are built up slowly around the world's leading researchers and address a variety of research subjects. All non-university research organizations have good websites, so take a look. Furthermore, all four organizations not only have good research infrastructures, but they also offer funding programs for scientists in different stages of their careers. The research institutions financed by the German ministries offer another possibility to do research in Germany. We call them Ressortforschung. Maybe you know of the Robert Koch Institute, which is funded by the German Ministry of Health. Currently, we have about 40 different Ressortforschung institutions. There are additional ministry-funded research organizations in the 16 federal states. Beside all the research institutions, you have also the possibility to do research within companies. Different companies have different divisions for research. If you currently stay abroad and you are thinking about conducting your research in Germany, I recommend the website www.research-in-germany.org. There you will find interesting information concerning employment and funding options to do research in Germany. The website is aimed at PhDs, postdocs and also advanced researchers. To get an overview about research organizations, you can also visit the website www.gerit.org. GERIT is the abbreviation for German Research Institutions. The database is offered by the German Research Foundation, the German Rector's Conference, and the German Academic Exchange Service. The database provides an overview of 31,000 research institutions in Germany. You will find institutional profiles, job vacancies, the doctoral regulations for specific institutions and subject areas, as well as links to projects which are funded by the German Research Foundation. And maybe German Research Foundation is a very good keyword. The German Research Foundation is the biggest funding organization for fundamental research in Germany and offers also fundings for different steps of research career. Probably also a good subject for a further episode of my podcast. I hope you have gained an insight into the German research system. If you have any questions, feedback, or need any help navigating your way around the German research system, then just drop me a line at a.schmitz@asset-coaching.eu. Thank you for listening to my podcast today, and if you enjoyed the podcast, I would be very, very happy if you promoted by your friends and colleagues. For further information, I invite you to have a look at my own website, which you will find at www.asset-coaching.eu. See you next time and all the best. Bye.